go. Got to turn this on. I'm turned on. Are you turned on?
I'm turned on. It looks like. I think I'm turned on.
Yeah. And you know, it looks like we may be recording.
All indicators are that I am indeed turned on. Yes.
I really didn't need to know that. Do
I'm
I need to check
you know.
Your indicators?
We're partners in this thing, David. You need to know yeah. these things.
Hey, you know, I'm really excited because this is actually our first show of the season. And we're breaking in all kinds of new folks.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to AJ. And you know, you can go ahead and turn your microphone on, AJ, right there if you want to. She is running our board. Are you nervous yet?
I am not nervous.
Are you not?
No, I'm
not.
Oh,
I love this woman already.
I'm excited.
Yeah, good deal.
I'm a sponge.
She's pushing buttons.
Pushing buttons.
Lit buttons.
All kinds of buttons.
Yeah, I see that.
She's like a piano player over here.
And then we have Angel over here. You can turn her right here. Number four. There you go.
Hello.
I'm glad to have you. We're going to break you in right. I hope you're doing okay.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Okay,
I'm
good deal.
I'm having fun.
Well, the important thing is to make him look ugly. And make me look pretty.
Okay. Got it.
It's a tough task. Don't answer that.
Photoshop.
Yeah, Photoshop. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been Photoshopped, among other things. I've been Photoshopped hard and put up wet.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, you can go ahead and mute them.
Okay.
Yep, kill you guys. Thank you, Angel. Thank you, AJ.
You're welcome.
So did we ever decide what we were going to discuss today?
No, we didn't.
Our opening show, our
guests.
It's
the first show of the year,
Our guests flaked out on us.
Oh.
It happens.
All right. Are we divorcing our guest?
Yeah.
We're filing the paperwork.
Yeah. You know, we could probably... We could probably get one of those fine folks over there to come over and talk. I don't know. Maybe we
could
get somebody to sing. You want to sing one?
Sing? What?
Oh, wrong show. Never mind.
I know people at that table. Yeah.
Well, listen, let's talk about what we're going to do this year. Because really, we've got some great stuff. We've got a new recording place.
We do.
Traeger's Bar. It's just Traeger's Bar, right? It's not
Traeger's
Sports Bar.
Bar,
just Traeger's Bar.
Traeger's Bar.
Located in beautiful Farmington across the street from San Juan College.
Right.
This is College Boulevard right out here.
What is this? This center has to have a name.
I don't know.
What is this center?
We should find that out.
We should find that out.
Yeah. Oh, look.
It would be the responsible thing for us to do.
We'll find that out.
Yeah.
I used to have a bakery in the center, so I should know. But I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's the center across from the college. It's across from the college center.
It's directly across from the college.
I see Scott Micklin over there with bifocals or with...
with binoculars?
Binoculars, yeah.
Yeah.
Give him a big peace sign.
Peace up.
Hey, you know, I discovered something, and I realized we don't have video, but
right.
I want Angel to take a picture of that fireball sign, because you and I are going to steal that. I want to take that home.
Okay. Wait, yeah, we'll just edit this part out?
Yeah, so they don't know.
That we're stealing their signs?
You know who they're going to call? You're going to call?
Yeah.
But
this place is cool, man. It's got like this really awesome view.
It is.
Like right down through the valley. That is
the
Farmington,
sunset. Look at that over there. So pretty.
I know, yeah.
But yeah, this is, you know, it's a classy place. The employees have been great to us. And, we're excited to have this as our home.
And so this is our home on Thursdays.
On Thursdays, yeah.
Thursdays at opening time, 4
and
to...
Anybody's welcome to come down here and talk with us.
Not welcome, encouraged.
Encouraged, that's even better. I don't want them to be afraid of the microphones or the cameras. Anything else for that
Maybe
matter,
they
but.
Should. Maybe they should be afraid. Be very afraid. But it's easy enough to stay out of earshot of the microphones, right? So.
Well, I don't know. Maybe, but it's a bunch of mumbling.
We're gonna have those people that we can't get away from the microphones.
Yeah,
that's what's gonna happen. Yeah.
Well, listen. What do we got coming up for the year? We're gonna do. Our Valentine's special.
Yes.
Oh. And you know, I found out something today that I didn't know.
What?
Addie. Is single.
She is single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Single and ready to mingle.
I don't know. I don't know if she's ready
to
mingle.
That,
I mean,
but,
she's a power woman, man.
Yeah,
she's pretty awesome.
I probably,
yeah.
Probably couldn't keep up.
No.
My guess is absolutely no way.
No.
But anyway.
Not even if you have roller skates.
Yeah, wishful thinking on my part.
Right, yeah, yeah.
All right, so what else? We're going to do some fundraisers. Right? We have a mutual. Well, I don't know if you know him or not.
I don't know him.
But I know that Angel and her mom do.
Yeah.
You might. Antonio, he's with...
Julie and the Boys. No?
No.
Well, are we talking
about
somebody else?
And the Boys.
Yeah, Julie and the Boys.
Yeah, he plays bass for Julie and the Boys. He's been on the show. 53 years old, and he's got I can't remember what it's called, melanoma, or I don't remember, multiple melanoma, something like that.
A bad thing, a really
it's
bad
really bad. And
affliction.
All the research I've done on it, there's not a cure. So
yeah.
We're going to try to help them out. And I've already had a couple of bands want to come, so we'll do our show. We'll record when the bands are here too,
right.
And we'll just we'll make it some fun. I need to clear all of that with Traeger's before we up and do it. But I'm sure they'll get on board.
Yeah.
Well, they're committed now.
Yeah, they have no choice.
But going forward, I mean, God, what are some of the stuff we talked about we were going to do, Ken? I come
man.
To a total loss when we...
You know, we talk, I don't know, 500 or 600 times a day. So
there's
a lot of topics that get covered. I can't keep track.
I know. My text messages are shot.
Yeah. So all kinds of stuff. I don't know. This is our new home. We're here. We're excited
we're
about it. We're these guys have a food truck.
They do.
We're gonna do some. We want. Please let us do some food related events for the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know. I'm glad you brought that up because I've also been in touch with the Blonde Bomber. You know
right.
You know who that is?
You told me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Salsa.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking we ought to have a chip and dip party.
I'm in.
Really?
Yes.
Come on. I mean, chip and dip? I mean, what more is New Mexican
exactly.
In the Blonde Bomber salsa out of Colorado?
I just saw a thing. It was a meme or something like that on Facebook. It said, you have no idea how little self-control you have until you're sitting in a restaurant with chips and dip.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Chips and salsa.
If it's good.
Yeah.
You know, I want the
self-control
homemade chips.
Is yeah. out the window.
Like, one of my favorite places for chips and salsa.
Where?
Are you ready for this?
Where?
Francisca's.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
You like that noise? That was a good one.
Homemade, you know, they fry the tortillas.
Yeah.
And the salsa. Matter of fact, the last time I was there, I bought a quart, I think.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Because it's so good on eggs.
Yeah.
In the morning, yeah.
Salsa on, I can't say everything.
It's a diet
salsa
food.
On a lot of things, though. It's a vegetarian diet.
Yeah, exactly.
Salsa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it'll clean you out.
Oh, now that I don't...
I mean,
I can't attest to that. I don't think it's...
People go on cleanses. They don't need to
do salsa?
That. Just eat salsa.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm doing this. Next time you call me, Ken...
I'm on a 5-day cleanse. In
salsa.
Other words, I haven't been shopping and all I have to eat is salsa.
I got a bucket full of salsa.
Yeah.
I need to go get more of those.
Yeah.
Now that you got me...
Yeah, salsa's good stuff, man.
All right, so what else we got? We had some great guests on the show last year.
Right.
I'm working. Working on a guy that I'm anxious to have this guy on. He's starting. I can't remember all that I know about him, but he's on some kind of internship himself.
Right.
He's an older gentleman, bodybuilder.
Okay.
So he's going to come, and he said he could bench press me. So,
I'm selling tickets to this event.
But I'm gonna have him come on. I have a whole list. I just didn't bring it with me.
I mean, it's January. We just survived November and December. Actually, we survived 2020 and 2021. So there's that. But I mean, November and December, those are stressful months. There's just a lot going on. It's all good stuff, right? I mean, it's happy. It's happiness and that. But there's just a lot of things going on.
All right, well, let's talk about this for a second. how was your Christmas? Because I know you traveled a bit.
Well, yeah, I did. So was supposed to go to Denver, but that didn't work out. There was a COVID thing.
COVID.
Yeah, that thing.
Damn,
and
COVID.
I know it. And so we last minute redirected and went to Sedona. So hung out in Sedona, Arizona, and it was super chill and really cool and loved it. Just had a great time. Yeah.
How about New Year's? What'd you do New Year's?
Nothing. You know, I know
you did. You promised me you'd kiss me at midnight on New Year's Eve.
I know.
And
I know. You didn't come over.
You didn't invite me.
Of course I didn't. I didn't want to kiss you on midnight. So Jerry and I haven't done anything for New Year's in years and years and years. It's only recently, since she's retired, that I'm able to get her to stay up until midnight. Because that's been really what our New Year's has been about for many years, is me at 9 o'clock going, no, you can't go to bed yet. You have to stay up until midnight. And it's just the two of us there in the house. Just hanging out.
By 9
we don't
o'clock.
Even watch. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that used to be Jerry. We don't even watch the ball drop, though. We don't do anything. We just like hang out. We have a nice meal.
Well, like that's important.
Cool meal.
Do you have black-eyed peas on New Year's Day?
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah,
as
I do
much
a
as
whole,
you can eat?
Yeah,
yeah,
I
too.
Love them. Yeah, yeah. We
too.
Actually have them throughout the year. I just like them.
Yeah?
Yeah. I do them in a soup. Somebody called it, blackjack soup or something like that?
I don't guess
like
I've ever heard of that.
It's Randy.
Oh, my God. Who invited this guy?
How you doing?
It's Randy.
Wow.
You know what? I have to tell this story because I haven't told this story
on
mic.
Hold on. I think we better go to commercial break.
Yeah, let's go to commercial and then we'll tell that story.
Don't try to tell it while the commercial's playing.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, that's where I always go wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. Whether you're in the mood for a classic cocktail or simply a cold one after a long day, we've got you covered. So pinkies down and thumbs up, because when you're family, who needs formality?
Interwest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glow Up Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake-Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, Interwest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage, interwestconcepts.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
Randy, yeah, put Randy on four.
Sure.
But, you know, he's really mouthy, so.
Yeah.
You know what I did? Yeah. I ordered Randy, excuse me. What's your last name again?
Grande.
Yeah, Grande.
Grande.
Last time I was calling Randy Collins, but it's Randy Collins and Ken Large. Oh, no, excuse me. Grande. I forgot what I was going to say.
So here's the thing that we interrupted.
I forgot what I was going to say.
My very important story very important sponsorships.
I'm glad you remembered, because I wouldn't have.
So here's what's happened. I think I've told you, but I haven't told you on mic. So I have a friend who, I actually have a friend. Because so
Randy told me he wasn't your friend. You're not talking about him, right?
This friend started listening to this podcast.
Really?
And because of this podcast, has now become a podcast listener. He had never listened to a podcast before, but he listened to this one. And he really liked it, and so he became a podcast listener and downloaded Spotify very specifically so he could listen to this podcast. And Randy just showed up, and he just texted me, this friend, today, and he told me, I have implemented Randy's four rules in my personal and professional life.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Because we had Randy on last year. He talked about his kind of four rules.
But now, don't tell them what they are. We need to tell them to go listen to that podcast.
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember what these are. I don't pay attention to what Randy says.
He's sitting here because I know he'll blurt them out.
Yeah, so, go listen to the podcast.
Listen to it was the first podcast with him, right?
Had two of them. We had two with Randy on there.
They got to listen to both.
Listen to both of them.
You know what? Listen to all of them.
All of them. Suck it up and just do it. Power through.
Yeah.
Have a stiff drink.
Well,
grab a bag of popcorn. Does whiskey and popcorn go together?
Sure.
Sure. Let's make it.
At the entrance here,
it says they do.
Says the only thing that doesn't go with whiskey is good decisions or something like that.
Good decisions.
Yes, potentially. Yes, like spot on. Yeah.
Wow.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. Well, I had a really something important. What were we talking about during the commercial break that was not being...
Everything. We talk about everything during the commercial break.
I know, all the good stuff.
Yeah.
We're so sorry.
We're just flabbergasted by the level of professionalism that's been introduced to the show because we've got AJ here. Like,
yes.
Bringing it.
Yeah.
Bringing it.
You know, and she doesn't... I've trained people on this board in the first... And this is the first time... She did it after one time watching me, right?
Yeah.
She's,
yeah.
But everybody else I've seen, they go to turn a knob and their hands are like.
Oh, really?
AJ is cold as ice, man.
No shake. Yeah. She's just calling it like a producer.
Yeah.
Like 10 seconds.
She's like 8 seconds. Y'all pay attention. Yeah, she's just directing us.
I've had a mental pause, man. I it was something important that. Talking about the year coming up, I don't know. Did we talk about doing the fund? We did talk about it on
the
this
fundraiser.
Podcast. Yeah, early on this podcast, right?
Yeah. And salsa.
Yeah.
The blonde bomber.
Well, your friend that has started listening because of us.
Right.
You get his ass down here. He needs to be on the show.
He does.
Yeah, and ask him. We need to ask questions.
Yes.
What did we do right or wrong? Are you listening to hear a couple of idiots, or are you?
it'll be a live survey.
Yeah,
we need to survey all of our guests. How is your experience at this moment?
What's our email address? Mailencounters.lifekind@gmail.com.
Yeah,
how's that?
Yeah,
we'd love to hear from you. Honestly, good, bad, or indifferent, I don't care.
Hey, I mentioned
the bad ones. I just give them to Ken.
I mentioned we're developing the show. It's a brand new show.
It is.
Right? And I mentioned a segment to you. Should we talk about just kind of throw that out there as an idea?
Yeah, get it. Let me hear it again.
So we're in a bar, right? So why don't we have a segment called the Bar Exam?
I like
where
it.
People can email us in. Like their thoughts, their questions, their problem, whatever it is, and what they think they should do about it, or what they think the answer is, or whatever it might be.
So we're going to call it a bar exam.
The bar exam.
Ask David and
so
and Ken.
We get those things, we get those emails, those submissions, whatever they are, and then we put it to the bar.
Okay.
We just interrupt the entire crowd in here,
and we
put it to the bar. Whatever the bar says goes.
And they have to do it.
Yeah.
Or what's going to happen if they don't?
Right. I don't know. Well, if they do it, so if they passed the bar exam, then maybe they can get a free drink or something.
We'll have to run it by these guys, by Scott.
If
they would participate, I would
email
buy.
Us and tell us what you think of the idea. I mean,
yeah.
Nothing's set in stone. Yeah. We got to obviously work out some details for something like that, but yeah.
You're going to be the detail guy. Just so my brain is fried.
Yeah, I'm totally the detail guy.
Okay.
You're the talker.
Yeah. Yeah, let me talk. You just do the details.
I'll just sit here and think.
Push me notes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the talker.
Yeah. The talker and the thinker.
Yeah. I would rather be the stinker.
We can both fill that role.
Okay. Well, I do need to fart, but I want to do it because there are...
Are you working out keychains?
Oh, we need to, yeah. No, yeah? I haven't. I'm supposed to have met with them twice this week.
Okay.
Guess what? We're not going to badmouth, but yeah, no. I'm having a difficult time.
Okay.
So I'm not going to use my contact any longer.
Right.
I'm going to go do it myself, head on.
We can get those done somewhere. There's got to be somewhere that'll
do
that.
I may call you. I know a place to do them.
Okay.
So maybe I'll get you to go with me.
Yeah.
We'll go down there and berate this poor woman.
Figure out the connection between farts and keychains. Yeah.
That's the way he thinks.
It's just the way I think.
Yeah. Hey, don't be jacking the microphones around, man. He's got... Cut him off. But yeah, I think I'm really excited about the year. I mean, I know this... I don't think our initial show has been exactly shown my excitement, but we do have a lot on tap, and I love that idea that you talked about, too. I think
the excitement's internal.
Bar exam.
There's a lot of things going through our head right now.
Maybe
brains are churning away.
Mine is just thinking about hitting this hay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're tired.
Having another drink.
You sleep.
Yeah. but, you know, and I have... surgery coming up, so you know, you may be on your own. You and AJ may be on your own.
We got this.
And Angel, don't forget Angel. Look at her over there smiling.
She's like super cute, and she's behind the camera.
I know.
How's that working out?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I don't, sometimes I'm not very smart. Maybe I should take your camera away. And
give it to someone
else.
Have her
come over
here at the table and get photos of her. Yeah.
Well, AJ's beautiful too, but she's got a mask on.
She is, I know.
Yeah. I'm a mask wearer.
I know. It just highlights your eyes.
Thank you.
It does. Very much.
Oh, she's blinking.
I've got something in my
eye.
I've tried that line. It doesn't work.
Oh, man.
But
this is going to be a good year.
I think so too. And I'm excited. Anybody that wants to be involved, all joking aside, we're just a couple of guys trying to live as men in today's society, which is completely different than what I've ever can remember.
Than what we grew up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The rules have changed a lot.
So, you know, we're going to have people on, physical therapists on. We're going to have different folks on for different things.
Yeah.
But I am so tired of the negativity that it's always going to be presented in a positive note. We're going to have fun with it no matter what. We're going to laugh at each other.
Yeah.
More so at you, because I think you're funnier looker than I am. But
I mean, that's a given. But yeah, I mean, we can take on serious topics and make light of them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not everything has to be so damn serious all the time. So.
Yeah. I'm really tired of the... And it, we as a country, I think, need to pull together. So
yes.
I don't care what your political affliction is. I just think we need to all...
Yeah, if you're not laughing at yourself...
Yeah, something's wrong.
You're in danger of taking yourself a little too seriously. And I think a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah.
Just relax, man.
I wholeheartedly.
This world is actually super funny once you look around and just calm down about it. Yeah.
Well, I don't really. I think that's about all I had for this show, Ken. I mean, we're almost out of time. There's a couple of minutes. Do you have anything you want to? Something intelligent other than what some of the crap you've been rolling out.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Even though the sound of it is something quite
atrocious.
Precocious.
Precocious?
Oh, no, if you use it, you sound precocious.
You use it sounding precocious.
Yeah,
all right, we need to watch the movie.
Can you... Never mind. AJ, would you like to add?
Follow that.
Yeah. No.
I have nothing to say.
Nothing. I'm going to save you for last if you want to say something. I'm going to go over to Randy because he's been smirking at me and Ken both like, you idiots.
I'm breaking out, but I have an idea.
Oh, lay it on us.
The day, which is maybe an odd way to put it with a show that's male encounters.
I think he's number
gag
three.
Gag of the day? Yeah. I love it.
You know, one of the things I like to do is you fart. This is what your comment on a fart kind of got my brain going here.
Farts always go.
You fart, and then you ask everybody around, "Do you guys smell popcorn?" So they get a nice big whiff there. It's a great gag to put on.
Yeah.
To do your friends, you know, at parties. It's fun. It makes you real popular.
I don't remember what that was called, but this is probably why I'm single. But you know, when you under the covers, you know, you have a little toot, and then you pull it up over your partner's head.
What's it? Hot boxing.
Yes.
That also applies to pot smoking.
Oh, well, now that I can.
Okay.
Oh, so, can we say that legally?
We can.
I don't know, can we?
Yeah, we. Yeah,
we're all right. We're not governed
by
anything
legally.
Yeah, we're not governed by anything. Okay, so you did have something to add, AJ.
I did, sorry. Yeah. That was my key.
Hot boxing.
Yes.
I want a hot box. Not.
She knew immediately what that was.
I did. Yeah.
Now, are you the propagator or of hot boxing, or are
the recipient.
You a victim?
I am a victim.
Okay.
Look at my size. Okay. I'm short.
Easy to get the cover over your head.
I'm one of the, I've been bullied by sisters and cousins. And
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, family's the worst, man.
Yeah, they'll get you.
For some reason or another, I don't think you take any crap off of strangers.
No, not strangers.
Yeah, no, I don't. This girl was in the army, man.
Oh, yeah.
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 Tough. Thank you for your service.
To be tough.
Did I thank you before in your other interview? I don't know that I did. Thank you for your service, AJ. Appreciate it. Nice. She talked about being in foxholes, too, with guys.
Nice.
Yeah. That's scary.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would put my life in her hands if I needed to, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
I'm small and cunning.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, Angel, do you have anything you want to add to this idiot? What do I want to say?
Idiot.
No. Never mind. Just, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No.
Okay.
Actually, I'm just listening to you guys.
Yeah, I know you're all smiles. Your cheeks are going to hurt when you get home.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
She's silently judging us. Yeah, that's what she's doing.
No. I'm just laughing.
I don't think that either. All right, I think I killed enough time.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
We're at the end of the show. How'd that happen? It's not the end of the show. This is the beginning. This is the first show of the year.
That's right.
It's 2022.
You know, I can't. How many shows did we end up having last year? Nine, right?
I don't know, 95 or something like that.
We're going to do 48 this year.
Yeah.
Are you ready
for
that?
Let's do it, man.
Okay, 48.
This
solid.
Is number one.
So we better get better content.
I know. Now we've got it lined up.
All right, yeah, we do.
Addie and Jamie, they're our next guests.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
That's the first, besides our engineers, it's our first female guest.
Female guests. Yeah.
On the male show.
On a male show. Insert gasp.
Dun, dun, dun. All right. To get us out of here, AJ, you know what to do?
Right.
I'm going to help you. You're going to push this up. Okay. Got show closed, show open. Hit that and kill our microphones.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.